Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hands and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the blessed opportunity to be in your presence. Thank you for the gift of life. We are grateful. We are thankful for who you are in our lives. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your forgiveness. Lord, this afternoon, as we come before you, we ask for the spirit of understanding, revelation in the knowledge of your word. May we not be the same because we came. Holy Spirit of God, have your way and please let your will be done. We thank you that we will be healed, that we will be changed, that you will refresh us, that you will restore the hope of our faith and the joy of our salvation. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. And please be seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. So we are going straight into the word of God. Are you here? And we've been sharing and talking about the success of David. How to follow David, the art of following. And now we want to copy David. Is that not it? Okay. So all of us over here, do you have the book? If you have the book, I'm sure you should read it. And as you read it, you begin to catch some powerful revelations. Hallelujah. Okay. So I think my book is somewhere there. We have seen how David became who we know him to be now. And if you want to also become like David, the only thing you need to do is to follow him. Hey, has somebody taken my book? Anyway, so the art of following, the art of copying David is the art of becoming like David, a man. Yes. Who is David? And we notice that David was not born to a rich family, or he was not a prince. He wasn't a son of a king, but he came from the back of the desert, a forgotten person, but he's able to maneuver. He took certain steps and he did certain things that changed his life, changed his status, and he became one of the renowned kings that the world has ever known. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That now we have the city of David, even as Hamas and Israel are fighting. You can hear that. I was listening to one of the commentary, and one of the reporters says he's in the hotel called the Hotel of David, King David's Hotel or something. It's all over the place. Are you here? So how do we become? And we notice that to become like David means you need also to copy, imitate, be a twin or a double. Is that not it? Yeah. And we have seen some of the steps that David took to become who we know him to be. What was the first one? The act of following David is the act of what? Not despising small things. Hallelujah. David did not despise small things. He kept the father's sheep, few of them. at the back of the desert, but he was faithful with the few. And if you want to be as successful as David, that when one day, if Jesus has not come and we are dead and gone, people will come and name their children after you, and your name will be over hotels and places and cities, then you need to respect small things. Hallelujah. This morning, during the first service, I was sharing with them the master seed kingdom of God. The master seed kingdom of God. How the kingdom, Jesus said that the kingdom of God is like a master seed, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it becomes the greatest tree. And the birds of the air come and rest upon it. And in the kingdom of God, little things are important. Little things. And we read from Revelation chapter 10, how John saw a big angel that one of the feet was in the sea and one was on the land. But this angel did not bring a big thing. He brought a little book. He brought a big angel. You, even if you are in Parklands, you go to Bloberg Strand. If somebody can stand in the Bloberg Sea and one of the leg can be even on the road, then the person will be big.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Then, I don't know, the leg alone will be something else. And such a person did not bring a big thing. He brought a little book. And the angel told him, go and take the book and eat it. When you eat a little book, it will cause you to become a prophet. A little book. He said you will prophesy. It means, so when you take it, after you have eaten it, you begin to prophesy. So a little book will cause you to prophesy. And the second one, he said, and you will stand before many people. Then third, he said, you will now travel to nations. And you will be speaking to people in different languages. Do you understand? Then the last one, he said, and kings, presidents, a little book can change your life. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see that David became great, big, because he respected little things, little sheep, little flock. Hallelujah. You are taking your basenta serious. Little members you have, they will become great in the name of Jesus. Number two, the art of following David is the art of what? Embracing menial jobs. David did menial jobs. Even after all that he did, he was an armor bearer. He was an errand boy. He was sent to and fro. Just like the apostles, we saw it. That's not my subject today. Number three, the art of following David is the art of what? Ministering to others. Amen.
Amen.
Like our brother said, there are only two people in this world, you and others. So if whatever you are doing is only serving yourself, then you are going nowhere. Try and serve others. Amen.
Amen.
All the people who have done well have served others. Ask the person, who are you serving? Okay, number four, the art of following David is the art of what? Knowing that not everyone will accept you. Amen.
Amen.
Do you remember? If you don't remember, get the message. It's on the podcast. You can have it on YouTube and you follow it. It will be a blessing to you. Number five, the art of becoming like David is the art of avoiding people who are jealous of you. Are you here? There's difference between knowing that people will not accept you, okay, and avoiding people who are jealous of you. Are you here? Jealousy, the synonym for jealousy should be envy. Do you understand? Sometimes you know envy, but you don't know jealousy. It's almost the same. And jealousy is the cause of hatred. Hatred. When somebody don't like you, but don't like you in a higher way. Do you understand? Maybe you don't understand hatred. Hatred means Somebody don't like you, but the person don't like you in a big way that can kill you. Do you understand? If somebody don't like you, so I don't like the person. But hatred is more than not liking. The person don't like you to the extent that he can kill you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why David, following David, is knowing and avoiding people who are jealous of you, people who are envious of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here? If you don't detect and you don't know people who are envious of you, like a young lady, your beauty, if you don't know, avoid wicked men, adulterous men. I'm telling you, if you follow your beauty, before you notice you have HIV, you're about to die. Avoid people who are jealous of your beauty. They just want to destroy your beautiful life. Are you here?
Yes,
David was able to know those who were jealous of him, and he avoided them. That is how come he lived. You know, when we read from Chronicles, the Bible said he died at a good old age, full of days, full of honor, full of riches, and Solomon, his son, reigned in his stead. If he had not avoided jealous people, we wouldn't have read about all those things. Turn your Bibles with me, if you will, to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 19. Let's read from verse number 8. I'm trying. 1 Samuel. Is 1 Samuel in your Bible? All right. Chapter 19, are you there? Can we read? You know, for the sake of time, because the Bible is so nice. Everywhere you read, it's nice. I don't know. So, guys, one of the things you need to do is read 1 and 2 Samuel when you are out of this place. Are you here? So that you appreciate the story even better. Hallelujah. Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 19. I'm reading from verse number... Where should I read? Okay. Let me start verse 1. Bible says, Saul speak to Jonathan his son and all his servants that they should what? Kill David. Can you see? Say mercy.
Yes.
But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, my father seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in the secret place, and hide thyself. 3. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father of thee, and what I see, that I will tell thee. And Jonathan spoke good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he has not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee what very good. For he did put his life in his hand, and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and this rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood, to slay David without a cause? And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan, and Saul sware, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. 7. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in time past. Are you there? 8. And there was war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines, and slew them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. And the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul, as he sat in his house with his javelin in his hand. And David played with his hand and Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin, but he slipped away out of Saul's presence and he smote the javelin into the wall and David fled and escaped that night. Wow. Amen. And Saul also sent messenger unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. So this is somebody who has taken, is it when you read the story in Saul and David, it's very sad. Are you here? That's why you need to learn to avoid jealous and envious people. Hallelujah. Yeah. David had killed Goliath, the champion of the Philistines. He put his life in his own hand. Are you here? Very soon we'll be going, so stay alert. He went and fought when nobody could defeat the man. Are you there? But after the fight, when they were now going, people were young ladies, okay? They were dancing and clapping the victory. They were singing victory song. And the song that they sing, they said, Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed 10,000. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of all the issues that... Do you understand? Yeah. Young ladies sang. And they said that they were clapping and they said, Saul has killed his thousand. David has killed... Then Saul heard it. Then he said, why have they ascribed 1,000 to me? And they have ascribed 10,000 to David. Meanwhile, he did not compose the song. He did not ask them to sing. Bible says from that time, media, from that time, Saul began to eye David. Saul began to eye David. Do you understand? He began to hate me, eye him, to the extent that he wanted to kill him. And this is somebody who has put, so Jonathan, the son of Saul, was saying that, no. How can you do such a thing? When the armies of the Philistines came, we couldn't. Goliath came. We were hiding. This man put his life in his own hand and brought us victory. And you did rejoice. Why will you kill an innocent person? Will you want to shed an innocent blood? And Saul said that I have heard. I will not do it. But secretly, somebody said, Saul will always pursue David. Hatred doesn't go away. Even when they are smiling with you. And the thing that makes people, I mean, not able to detect hatred and they are taken by envy and hatred is sometimes they think that it is over. But it's never over. He promised and swear to his son that I have remembered. Thank you for reminding me what this guy has done. And on what occasion was David going to be killed? On what occasion? When Saul becomes mad. When he becomes mad, then nobody can control him. David, again, is the one who takes the harp and plays an evil spirit. David was so anointed that when he plays and sings, evil spirit will have to go away. That is how anointed he was. That even in serving a jealous man, you can be killed. Even when you are delivering a jealous person, you can be destroyed. Are you here? Don't think that because you are serving a jealous person, he will see what you are doing. Jealousy does not allow people to reason. Jealousy is like madness. Envy is something that you cannot. It causes hatred. You begin to hate somebody that you should love. You begin to assassinate somebody that you should promote. So if you go for any reason, shows you people who hate you, who are jealous of you, who are envious of you, my sister, my brother, turn away. Move, avoid jealousy, avoid people who are jealous of you. Because it will not go away. Even when they are smiling with you, it's not gone. Are you here or you've gone home? That is why you need to understand that jealousy doesn't go away. When Jacob was about to die, in Genesis chapter 49, when he was speaking about his children, Genesis 49, is it the 12 or 22? He spoke about Joseph. He said, Joseph is a fruitful bough. Do you understand? Yeah, 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough. Even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the well. Verse number 23. Because he said the arches have solely gripped him and shot at him and hated him. When you are fruitful, people who are hated and people who hate and they are envious of, if you are tall, you always be accused that you are proud. I'm telling you, all tall people are always, I'm not the reason why you are short, but you will be accused. If you are tall, you will be accused that, I'm telling you.
I'm saying, he's always walking like,
how? Tall people are accused to be proud. Second people, when you are successful, people will hate you. When you are doing well, people will not be happy with you. You need to know, my sister, when you are beautiful, people will try to destroy your life before it begins. Young man, you are anointed. Bible says because of the ointment, the precious ointment, virgins will love you. So when you are a young guy coming up anointed, the devil will place people in different places to just terminate your life before you ever get to success. David had done nothing wrong because he was successful, because he was anointed, fighting that you may think that he should rather be acknowledged. It brings jealousy. It brings hatred. Somebody thinks that he should be the one. Somebody thinks that you are becoming too powerful. You are becoming nicer than her. Your curves is more than her. Hey, you bought a nice car. It becomes a source of trouble. And you need to remember, anytime you are the subject of a greater person's pleasure or joy or honor, you also become the subject of hatred from the opponent, the enemy. Hatred, jealousy, envy often doesn't even have a cause. It's because of honor. That's why the Bible says, I will set a table before you in the presence of your enemy. When there is a table, when you don't have a table, there's no enemy. When you control a party, that is the time you should know that you have enemies. I will set a table before in the front of your enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How was Jesus hated so much? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 3. Is it Matthew 3? Bible says that Jesus was delivered. I think Matthew 17. Matthew chapter 17. Bible said that Jesus was delivered to be killed because of envy. Envy, jealousy. Let me show you quickly from my Bible. Because the people are trying, but hey, media. Are you there or you've gone away? Okay. Good. We can also see it from Mark chapter 15, verse number 10. The Bible says, for they knew that the chief priest had delivered him for envy. But the chief priest moved the people that they should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, what will ye then that I shall do unto him whom ye call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, why? What? What evil has he done? And they cried out the more, exceedingly, crucify him.
crucify him. For what? Somebody who has come to heal all the sick people. Somebody who has come to open the eyes of the blind. A sinless man. And the envy, the jealousy was so thick that there was a tradition that at that Passover, they should release one prisoner. And this Barabbas that they are talking about, Bible says he was a murderer, a rapist. He has murdered, he has killed people, he has raped people's children. But they chose that they should set him free and kill the innocent man. I'm talking about what hatred and jealousy can do. Are you here? Yeah. In the same way you read the Bible, it talks about a great person who traveled, built a vineyard, and he traveled. And when he traveled, he gave his vine, the vineyard, to the husband, the farmer, that he will come. And he sent people to come at the harvest. When they saw them, they beat some, they killed some. Then finally he said, I will send my son. And when they see my son, they will reverence. But when they saw the son, they said, ah, this is the heir of the things we have. Hatred, let's kill him. Hatred. You may think that somebody has given you, I'm showing you that you don't need to do a bad thing for somebody to be jealous of you. Yeah. The person who is even jealous of you, he is paid or she is paid more than twice what you are earning. He is taking 65,000. You are even earning 15,000, and the person cannot sleep. You can't even understand. Are you here? So move away. Look, David moved away from a jealous person. Bible said he escaped, he slipped. When you are dealing with a jealous person, be careful. Avoid being in the presence of a jealous person. Hallelujah. When you continue, they will fabricate a story before you notice you are in a big problem that you cannot answer. Are you here or you've gone home? The guy was holding a javelin. And the person is playing for you. And Bible says his thought, his mind was that he's going to smite David. He want to throw the javelin, throw him against the wall. You see how you can put a paper on a notice board with a pin? That is what Saul wanted to do to David. He wanted to pin him against the wall. Wanted to kill him. Hallelujah. But I like something that the Bible said about Joseph. He said the archers hated him. They shot at him. But his bow. Can we go to Genesis chapter 49, verse number 23. Bible said, but he was strengthened. His arms were made strong by the hand of the mighty one. Hallelujah. I see the Almighty strengthening you. Yes. Joseph was, look, he shared his dream. He was sold into slavery. He was hated. But Bible said that the archer shot at him, but the arms of his hand was made strong by the hands of the mighty one. Hallelujah. As people hate you, God will strengthen you. As people accuse you, God will protect you. In the name of Jesus. The haters, they are not God. I thank God that the haters are not God. Can you see? The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. 24. But his bow abode in strength. Hallelujah. Amen. May you abide in strength. Amen. I say, may you be strengthened. Amen. His bow abode in strength. And the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Hallelujah. May your God see the affliction. May your God see the jealousy, the envy, and strengthen you in the name of Jesus. No one will put you down. God will defend you. Honestly speaking, I wish I have a stick or something. Because when David was playing the harp, there was nothing like it was going through arm and speakers. There were no mixes. So, I'm very sure that wherever Saul was sitting and where David was sitting, There was no much distance. Are you there? He was holding the javelin. And the person is sitting. But he was able. When the guy took, it was like just a small distance. Because you need to play to the hearing of the one. Are you there? So it's not like David was there and he was here. See, when you read the Bible, you begin to see that when God is with you, no one can shorten your life. That's what I pray. Avoid jealousy. Avoid envious people. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there? And you will live long in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
David avoided jealous people. David avoided. You are anointed. A young person coming up. The enemy hits you with a passion. There are things that the enemy wants to use to. Don't think that a girl comes to you and says, oh, I love you. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 26. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 26. The Bible says, by a means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hand for the precious life. Amen.
Amen.
Don't think that you have a free land. Don't think, you see, for you to think that, oh, you have, what do you call it? You are having fun. Oh, that's my javelin. Okay, thank you. Saul had a javelin. He has something. Spear, big one, long. Look, something when I think of, I said, David, he saw things. The guy, it was like he threw the thing and he could not move away. I think that he just turned like this. I'm sure he scribed the distance straight into the wall. Hatred! With a javelin. A hater. That's what I'm saying, that hatred is somebody who don't like you, but he doesn't like you in a bigger way to kill you. He doesn't want. It's not a stake or he wanted to. And the person is playing for you to be sane again. The person has killed Goliath, has fought battles. He's come even from another war. This person is help. You see, that's what I'm saying. That when you see a jealous person or envious person, avoid. Because it doesn't make sense. You may think that, hey, if you kill such a person, it means you are going to be defeated. How will you win wars again? But an envious person or jealous cannot process. He just want to get rid of you. Thank you. What number are we in? Let me talk about even the hatred of Jesus. Jesus, that's what I'm saying. Do you know how it starts? When you become successful, when you are honored, when you are promoted, when you excel, when you buy a car, when you are beautiful, be careful. Jesus did nothing wrong. From Matthew chapter, 3, from 16, Bible says that the day he was baptized, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit, God spoke. The Holy Spirit came over him in a bodily form. Are you there? And God spoke, the verse number 17, that this is, remember, John 3:16, there's something nice there. Then Matthew 3:16, also there's something. That's how you learn scriptures. Do you understand? Yeah, John 3:16, Matthew 3:16. Matthew 3:16 talks about how Jesus was baptized and the Holy Ghost came over him. Is that not it? Yeah. Straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Verse 17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. When you are promoted, from there, no, Satan started. Jesus has been moving around. There was no temptation until the day God said that I am happy with. When somebody is happy with you, watch, people are also going to be envious. I'm telling you, if you are the subject of pleasure or promotion, other people will also hate you. From the day, Jesus did not do anything wrong. The only mistake is that God says that I am happy with you. Then when you go further from verse number 18, Bible says he was led into the wilderness to be tempted. 40 days, the devil was with him. Jesus was alone until God said that, this is my beloved son. Now Satan said, I'm not going away. He camped with the guy for 40 days and 40 nights. The devil was not going anywhere. So you need to really know that, look, hatred comes with promotion. Are you there? Jealousy comes when you are honored, when you are doing well, when you succeed. If you don't want to be envied, then don't succeed. How many still want to succeed? Avoid all the envious people and go ahead. Number 6, the act of following David is the act of allowing God to work out things. Hallelujah. Okay. The art of following David is the art of allowing God to work things out. You know, as Saul was fighting and trying to kill David, and David had been anointed. You remember when they came to anoint him in the house of his father? He was anointed to be a king. And if you had anointed to be a king, you can only be a king when the king is not there. So if the king is fighting you, you also need to fight and eliminate him. Is that not it? But not so. Because you cannot be a king when the king is there. So if it were any carnal person, you would say that, oh, let me fast track the remover. But Saul fought David and he had opportunity to kill David. One Abishai told David, let me kill. I'm not smiting him twice. Once I would just end the life of Saul, then you'll be the king. And David said, no, me, I will never touch the Lord's anointed. I will allow God to sort out things. If he needs to grow and die as an old man, it's up to God. Do you understand? If not, maybe he will go into a battle and he will be killed. In that old age, turn your Bibles. Let's read it. 1 Samuel chapter 26. 1 Samuel chapter 26. Let's read from verse number 9 and 10. Quickly, our time. We have a short time to be here. This is when Saul was following and pursuing David to kill him. And he followed, and at a point, this is what happened. He went into a cave, but David maneuvered and he was asleep in the cave. He was asleep, snoring. You are coming to kill somebody that you've forgotten with your knife by you and you are snoring. And the guy called Abishai. Bible said, and David said to Abishai, destroy him not. Maybe we should start from verse number 6 so that you understand the story a little better. Then answered David and said to Ahimelech, the Hittite, and to Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, brother to Joab, saying, who will go down with me to Saul and to the camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with thee. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear, the javelin that he's been using, stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner was the commander of the army, Abner of the armies of Saul, and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, God has delivered thy enemy into thy hand this day. Can you see it? Ah, this is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in thee. And be glad. Ah, this is the day that the Lord has made. Abishai was singing. He said, ah, my friend is going to be the king. And I'm going to be the king's friend. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in me, this is the day that the Lord has made,
I will rejoice and be glad in me,
this is the day. This is the day. Then David says, shh, it's not the day. It's not. He says, false prophecy. The guy was happy. You see, if Abishai is your friend, he's following you. Saul is trying to kill you. When Saul succeeds in killing you, he also can be killed. So he's not following you for nothing. There's a reason why Abishai is following you. So if you have the opportunity to succeed and you are not succeeding, then why am I following you? So Abishai tells David that, look, God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now, therefore, let me smite him. Don't do it. I'm the one. Let him smite him. I pray thee with the spear, even to the earth, at once. And I will not smite him the second time.
Hey!
Just once.
Hey.
But verse number 9, and David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? Verse number 10, David said, furthermore, as the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, all his days shall come to die, or he shall descend into a battle and perish.
Wow.
He said, look, I know when he dies, I'm the king, but I will never work it out myself. God is the one who promised me that I will be a king. I was at the back of the desert. I did not even know that they were anointing anybody to be a king. How then do I come to help God? How do I come to facilitate my kingship? How do I kill in order for me to ascend into a throne? No, said God forbid. Then he said, look, Abishai, this is not the day. Stop singing. This is the day. This is not the day. This is a test and a trick. If you kill on your way up, you have shown people how to kill people up. You see, when David showed his people this act, one day when David himself made the mistake, slept with Bathsheba and the husband was killed, they could have killed David instantly. But they remember that the guy says, nobody touches the Lord's anointed.
Wow. There
are people that when they are prospering, they don't care how they prosper.
Mm.
Who they chop, who they weed, who they slander, who they bring down in order to go up. But you see, by your doing, you show people what they should do to you. But that's what I'm talking about. The system is the act of allowing God to work things out. Tell somebody, allow God to work things out. Let the guy propose to you properly. Don't throw yourself on the guy. You are putting the guy's picture and name on your Instagram. He loves me. On your status.
Bishop, tell him.
One day, after 5 years of a guy who has married, they were already married. Now the guy comes to say that, you did not give me time to think about it. It's like, the guy said that, you threw yourself on me, I did not have time to think about it. The guy was thinking that he had made a mistake. It's like, you threw yourself on me. Maybe the guy would have chosen you anyway. But you threw yourself on the person. If not pay Lobola, you are sleeping with him. Hey. Who buys what is free anyway? Are you here?
Yes.
Allow God to work things out. Tell somebody, allow God to.
Allow God to work things out.
Look, allow the guy to propose to you. Allow the guy to choose you. Allow you. Allow yourself. Allow God to work things out. Jacob. How many remember Jacob? He wanted to help God. Even before he was born, God said that the younger one will be the greater. But he wanted, by stealing birthright and deceiving, when he wanted to help God to get to where God has promised him, he was also deceived. He worked 14 years for a wife. The days, 7 years, they deceived him. The morning he noticed that, I've worked 7 years for Rachel, but I have Leah.
Hey.
But he had forgotten that he has tricked somebody that he is Esau. He has said to his father that he is Esau. Just he tricked his father for just less than an hour. That hour he worked for 14 years for it. He was tricked. He was tricked. The woman that he thought he had married, he wasn't the one. He had to work for another 7 years before he could. So if you want to work out things yourself, not that people that they cannot allow, sometimes you want to fast track things. You don't want God to say, look, if I sleep with this guy, I give him a star, this thing, he will marry me. Hey!
Hey.
That is your mind. That is your mind. You want to trick him into things. Are you here or you've gone home? But the art of following David is the art of allowing God to what? Work things out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, take your time. Your time will come. Yeah. Your time will come. Your time will come. If it's not your turn, wait in the line. Have even Jesus killed in order to be baptized. All the people ahead of him, the heaven was not open. Some will marry in the morning. Some will marry in the afternoon. Some will marry at night. No matter what, your time will come. Allow God to work things out for you. Hallelujah. Don't take shortcuts. Don't be somebody that you don't wait for your season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Right here.
Yeah. Don't be like Cape Town cold. You don't want to go away. Even if it is summer, you are still there.
Yes, sir, man.
Even in summer, Cape Town cold is still in the system. Tell some, don't be like Cape Town weather. Hallelujah. Are you here?
Right.
Yeah. And Moses said to the people in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, it says, stand still. And Moses said unto the people, fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Which he will show you today, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever, and the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. May the Lord fight for you, and may you hold your peace. Is the thing not working? Rest in the Lord. God will sort it out. Amen. Sometimes when you see the way things are going, you want to take things into your own hand. You see how you have been spoken to. You also want to tell the person your peace of mind. This mind has a lot of pieces. You want to take one piece and tell the person your peace of mind. Somebody has been rude to you. You want to sort it out yourself. You want to take the place of God. But God always said that vengeance is mine. Vengeance is mine. Don't take the place of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's when we say the Lord's Prayer. When we say the Lord's Prayer, the last, we say, thine, God, thine. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. These three things, you don't take it. The kingdom, the power, and the glory. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is built with the tithe. So you don't take it. That's why I said the tithe belongs to me. What is the power? The power is the thing with which you revenge. If you don't have power, you can't revenge. If you have power, he said she was not respectful. You are taking the place of God. Then the glory, taking God's honor instead of allotting, like one man said, we'll give God the glory, but we'll take the fans. He prayed for somebody, the person God healed, he said, give God the glory, but I want to take the fans. Are you here? So these three things, you know, it belongs to God, the kingdom, the power, and what? The glory. And what is the kingdom? The kingdom is built with the tithe. So the tithe belongs to God. The power is what makes you say that I'm not talking to this person. Take him out. Don't come near. You revenge. If you are powerful, you are taking the place of God and the glory, not giving the due honor and recognition for what God does. That's right. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So you don't touch it. It belongs to God. Hallelujah. Allow God to work things out. Allow God to work things out. Hallelujah. Are you going to allow God to work things out?
Oh, yes.
I think our time is up.
Oh, Jesus.
I wanted to add last one. No. I don't think that we can. The seven, which we may continue another time, is the act of following David is the act of not accepting something you have not tested. When David wanted to go to the war, go and fight Goliath, Saul gave him his armory. Do you understand? His wares and things, weapons. They said, no, this one I have not tested. He gave him helmets. Then when he wore, he was lost in it. It was heavy. But I said, look, me, all my life, even the bear, when I was fighting the bear, I did not have. And he still went and fought with what he has tried and tested. With the sling. He said, this is what has brought me all my victory. It's not a good thing to wear a new shoe going for an interview.
Yes.
Wear the shoe that you are comfortable. You bought a new shoe, now you are moving like. When you are having a visitor, it is not that time that you need to try a new recipe. Hallelujah. We are going to go into that another time. But the art of following David is the art of allowing God to work out things. May God work things out for you. Hallelujah. God, that's what the Bible, promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south, but God sits on the sides of the north. Promotion comes from the north. Hallelujah. Bible says that he is the one who lifts one up and he puts one down. He told Nebuchadnezzar, until you have learned to acknowledge that I, God, I rule and reign in the affairs of men, you will still be a donkey eating grasses in your own palace. Are you here? I see you allowing God to work things out for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Move away from jealousy. Avoid jealous people. Okay? And allow God to work things out for you. And it shall be well with you. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the success of David be our portion.
Amen.
May you come from the back of the desert, where nobody knows you, to become a great king, a great and prominent person. Because by the learning and the studying of David, may the skill and the grace that was upon David, may it be our portion. Today you may not be known. Today you may be insignificant. Today you may not be acknowledged. Today you may be at the back of the desert. But I see you coming from the back of the desert. I see you coming to kill your giants. I see you keeping the few sheep and taking the opportunity to serve others. Hey, I see you avoiding jealous people and allowing God to sort things out for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Stand to your feet. I want you to say a word of prayer. Close your eyes with me. Just begin to talk to God. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me to be like David. Oh, yes, Lord. Ah, am I hated? What is the source of this hatred? Is it because of your blessings, your promotion, your increase? Oh, Lord, I pray, in the name of Jesus, that I will avoid jealous people, envious people, that I will turn away from them. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord of God, I will not. He that hasteneth to get rich, oh yes, has an evil eye. But I will wait for you to sort things out for me. That I will not sort out things myself. That I will not do wrong things on my way up. But Lord, I will rely on you. I'll wait for your promotion. Oh yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Who is he who said a thing for it to come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Oh yes, Lord. Every good and every perfect gift comes from you, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. A man can receive nothing except it is given to him from heaven. May you receive that which comes from heaven. May heaven allot you all your blessings in the name of Jesus. Man shanta riando rimo suta kaba ronde. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Still with our eyes closed, if you are here, you want to be born again, you want to give your life to Jesus, you don't want to go to hell, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. I would like to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. If you can pray for me. If this is what you are saying with your eyes closed, will you please lift only your right hand, lift it high above your head, only your right hand, and we pray together. Stand where you are. Lift your right hand, slip it high above your head so we can pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for every hand that is lifted. My sister, keep it lifted. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Perhaps you were once born again, but so many things have happened. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Stand where you are and lift only your right hand. Lift it, and I'll pray with you. Lift it high above your head. Father, behold every hand that is lifted. Today, let the grace of God that brings salvation appear to us. Now, please, with your hands lifted, I need you to move and come to me. My sister, come. Yes, come. Come. You lifted your hands. My brother there, come. Come. Move and come. Right here. Yes, my sister there, you lifted your hand. Come. You lifted your hand. Come. From the back. From everywhere. God bless you. You lifted your hand. Come. From the back. Come. I want to pray with you. Come. Understand what does it mean to be born again, but all you want to say is, Pastor, I want to be where Jesus is. I would like to be in heaven, wherever that is. I don't want to have anything to do with the devil. That is what we are praying about. If you are here, you are not sure, you want to be sure, just move and come. Just move. Just move and come. I believe that there's somebody here that needs to be here. Your heart is beating. Don't do and go to hell when God has brought you here. Maybe you don't understand why you should be born again, but you know that you don't want to go to hell. Just move and come. We'll pray together quickly. Quickly. Are you coming? Move and come. God bless you. Move and come. Move and come. Come from the back. Come from everywhere. God bless you. God bless you. Stand right here. Stand right there. God bless you. If you are in front here, lift your two hands to the Lord and let's pray. Say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, this afternoon I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. From today, I believe in you, Jesus. You are the Son of God. You died for me. And you rose again. Lord Jesus, I receive you into my heart as the Lord, the Savior, and the Master over my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. From today, I belong to you. From today, I am yours. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I will follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Father, I thank you for the life of your wonderful children. I pray with them and I pray for them that the grace of God that brings salvation will be their portion. Let them know you. Let them love you. Let them walk with you until the very end. Thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.